Well, you need to take a shower and get ready. Did you forget that we're going to the hypnotist tonight? Well, I thought that was on Wednesday. How about I take a pass on that? I don't believe in that shit anyway. Cindy lowered her jaw and stood with her hand on her hip. I've had these tickets for over a month and you are going. End of discussion. Enjoy that cigarette while you can, because after tonight, you'll despise cigarettes. I told you what I thought. I heard you. You think it's a sham. I get it. But just humor me and get ready. We picked up Karen and Jimmy on the way to the event. People funneled into the auditorium, like sheep heading for a shearing. I looked at my ticket, and Jimmy pointed to the row where our seats were.
We're right up front, Cindy said. I got us good tickets.
Great, I said.
Oh, it's going to be funny. I heard this guy puts on a good show. Trust me, you'll be glad you came.
I told Cindy that I don't believe in this shit. I think they have a bunch of actors, and he makes fools out of them. It's just a big show, Jimmy.
And you don't think that you can be hypnotized?
Karen asked. Nope. I think he has people planted in the crowd, and he makes fools out of them for the show. It's just entertainment. A well-dressed man wearing a black suit with a white shirt and a bright blue tie walked back and forth on the stage. See? He's pacing and looking for the actor seated in the audience.
Shut up, Ron.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Harry, and I'm a hypnotist. Some of you came tonight to get help. Raise your hands if you came for help.
Nearly everyone held up their hand.
Some came for the entertainment and the spectacle of watching people get hypnotized. Raise your hand if that's why you're here.
Quite a few people raised their hands.
And some of you came, but you think that this is phony and I'm a fake. Raise your hand.
Few people raised their hands. Cindy elbowed me.
Don't call attention to me.
Harry looked directly at Cindy.
Does anyone else think that this is phony? Does anyone else think that they can come up here and get the $100 for not being hypnotized?
My husband thinks you're a phony.
Cindy yelled and waved her hands and then pointed at me.
Did you hear that, everyone? This pretty lady said that her husband is a doubter. I say, let's have him come up here and prove me wrong. Come on up here, and bring your pretty wife with you.
Harry said, as he curled his arm, signaling us to the stage. The crowd cheered as I stood up and led Cindy to the stage. Jimmy switched his phone to record a video.
Thanks a lot. You know I hate crowds.
Hey, what did he say?
Harry asked.
Did I hear him say that he doesn't like crowds?
Yes,
Cindy said.
What are your names?
Well, his name is Ron, and my name is Cindy. Just for the record, I believe in you. I came to quit smoking and maybe lose some weight. It was my idea to come.
Well, I thank you for that, and I'll make sure that you don't smoke anymore. But let me tell you something, Cindy. You don't need to lose any weight. Your husband, what are his bad habits?
Smoking, overeating, and drinking.
I sighed and laughed. Harry heard me.
Well, let's start with the doubter. It looks like he could lose a few pounds. $500 if you can resist being hypnotized. Is that fair?
I pressed my lips tightly together and nodded.
You're on.